Chavos, Tuesday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're learning about the bracha on wine. Let's sum up what we learned. We learned that if you drink wine in a kavua dika way, and you had a mind to drink other mashkim at patas, if you drank in a kavua way and you didn't have in mind to pata, then the kitzur says it's a suffek. Mishnah Berurah says it's fine. You don't make a bracha. If you didn't drink in a kavua way, and you didn't have in mind to drink on the mashkim, so you certainly have to make a bracha. And now we're up to the fourth case, where you're not drinking in a kavua oifin, and you also didn't have in mind on the other mashkim. No, you did have in mind. You didn't drink other, like when you go to, well, we said a kiddush is probably called kavua. When you didn't drink in a kavua way, you took a sip of wine and avakadish of ayayin. So he considers that kavua. Okay. No, not necessarily. You don't see that in the kitzur. V'daita lishtus yayin sorfo coffee. Ye suffek imiftu bracha shall ayayin olo. What's a suffek? I guess because he's considering it not kavua. Yeah. What? He's considering it not kavua. Al ken yeshlo l'chaven yeshlo l'foltrom. So the kitzur holds that he should be mechaven bedavka, not to part to them. But will be ken yifarech al ma'at sukar shehakol, on some sugar, l'chter gamas ha'mashkin. The Mishnah Berurah says that if they were in front of you, or if you knew for sure that they were coming, and you drank them a little lugmo, then it patas. Oh, that's what we said at the end of yesterday. That's why not drinking a malo lugma of soda of wine is a problem by a kiddush, because it really creates a bracha, a suffix about the bracha. I mean, at the end of the day, what would you do if you drank a sip of wine? It's a suffix. You would get someone else to be motzi you with a shakol on the soda. Someone who didn't drink any wine. What? That's no good either. You have to take a piece of candy. You have to go to the kids' table and get some candy. So again, you're listening to Kiddush, and there's other mashkim on the table, so he considers it not kavua, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you have to drink malo lugmov in order to pater bavados. So if you don't drink malo lugmov, you have a problem. It's a very common problem then, because most people don't drink malo lugmov of the wine.
By a kiddush. They don't drink anything.
They don't drink anything. So if they don't drink anything, so what's... If you don't drink anything, then it doesn't pater. Even though you were yoitzu with the bar priagofen. It's not so funny. Like if the, you use the bracha bar priagofen to be yoitzu kiddush. But it doesn't have any chashivos legabe of the mashkin if you didn't use it as a brichas hananin. Now you use it as a brichas hamitzvahs. Once you drink a little,
you should drink a lot. You should drink a little.
How could it be worse? If you don't drink any wine, you have to make a shot call on the soda. Drank wine, it's taka worse, because then you made a burper and coffin and you drank wine. So then there's a suffix, maybe the soda becomes bottled to the wine. And if you didn't drink a revias or a bloy lugmov, then you have a problem. It's taka worse if you drank a little. But if you drank a little, then maybe the soda became bottled. Maybe the soda became tofel to the wine. If you didn't drink anything, so even though you were yoitzu the bar priya gofen, kiddush, but it wasn't in context as a bichas hanenin, so it for sure does not pater the soda if you don't drink any wine. But once you drink wine, there's a suffix that the wine becomes tofel, that the soda becomes tofel to the wine. And then you don't know what to do. You really just have to take something else. Or you could be yoitzu with someone else's bracha that didn't drink any wine. What? So you shouldn't rush to drink wine unless you're going to drink a maloy lugmot. People rush to get they want to drink from the kiddush cup. But you're only creating problems if you're going to drink soda and you don't drink a maloy lugmot. If it's on the table, you don't have to. Okay, Sif Zion. Shemavarach aleayim b'toch hasuda v'yeshem gam anoshim acherim, and he's making the bracha for them. Yoyma savri rabosai. That's where the word savri comes from. That savri means like it's an atilas rishus, if you please. And the intention is that you should listen so that they can focus and concentrate on the bracha and answer amen.
So why do we do it at the beginning of the deal also?
I think it's just a minig. Like it's just a lashon over wine. But it really is not necessary, because they're not doing anything else. This is only while they're eating, you say Savri, to get their attention, and they should stop doing what they're doing.
Only if you're being right to them?
What?
Only if you're being right to them, or not, they should hear the bracha and say amen?
No, only if you're being right to them. It's not, if they're just, if they're not being right to them, there's no chiyah for them to listen to the bracha.
And in addition to that, you say,
what?
Ramadan, say that line. Is that?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're there with your kids. Does it make sense to say that line, or is it?
No, but we, you know.
You should say it anyway, or you just say Sabri?
I say you should just say Sabri.
Say Sabri.
Do you say Brishus?
I always say Brishus. But I'm not.
Why? If it's just your kids there. Not if you're from your kids?
I think
I don't think it's if you have a guest. So even though you don't have to ask brishus from your guest, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I don't say brishus. When I have a guest there, I say brishus. But when my married children are there, the duchzuch it says, okay, we'll see. Wait, so what does savri mean? Who has a good... What does Savri mean? They translate Savri. Anybody have a Shulchan Aruch here? Want to get a Shulchan Aruch Chelik Beis? He says the Ramah. Shulchan Aruch Kufay and Dalit. It's on my standard, I think. Are you being Mechavin? Savri means be mechaven, I think. Savri means focus. Are you focused? I don't know. Something like that. He says it's in the. They bring down it's in the Ramah. Thank you. 174:8. The Omer Savri Rabosai, think about it. Wrote Salomar, Sovri Matem Lotseis Bebracha Zu. Is it your intention? Are you thinking about being yoitzu with this bracha? Savri Rabosai, think about it. From the Lashon Svara, Sovri Matem Lotseis Bebracha Zu. Are you considering being yoitzu with this bracha? In other words, stop what you're doing and listen.
Now what?
Wait, so then saying Savri, even not doing the Suda, is not just Agav. It makes perfect sense, even for now. Because Savri just means, listen well. Savri means, are you being so there to be yet with this bracha? Are you considering being yet with this bracha?
If you have in mind to be Yotze for the people that are listening, but the people who are listening have no mind to be Yotze.
So they're not Yotze.
Right, but does that do anything to the bracha itself? Does it change the effect? Or?
No.
Okay.
But you shouldn't say Birshus. Why? Aha, because the reason you say Savri is because it's primarily Niskan for doing the Suda. So you want them to stop eating. So now that's why it was instituted, to get them to stop eating and to focus. So Yitzchak Milecho v'yitnu lei v'shmo ha'bracha b'lod says. So whenever we make a bracha on wine, we say Savri. What?
You're making Kiddush.
They won't be eating. Right, that's why the main Savri was instituted to be said when you're making a bracha during the meal. And you're saying Savri because you want people to stop eating and focus on what you're saying. And agav that, we say Savri always on wine. That's why we always say Savri on wine. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start our Toivat Meitzah tomorrow.